The Adventures of Madame Strange. This story is called The Opera. This is part one. Bianca felt out of place in a luxurious hotel lobby. She could not recall ever being in a hotel. Not at a glitzy one such as the Bellevue Stratford in downtown Philadelphia, anyway. The word ornate didn't begin to describe the fancy lobby. There were columns, sculptures, marble floors, and rich dark wood. It could have looked like a garish movie set, but it didn't. Because the hotel was old, it looked stately, dignified, and timeless. Bianca had no idea what the rooms were like, but would soon find out. The hotel was renowned for its opulence and for the famous people that had stayed there in its heyday. Among the former guests were presidents, diplomats, heads of state, and actors. Bram Stoker stayed at the hotel's predecessor when he was working on the manuscript for Dracula. Bianca hoped she wouldn't run into any of the imaginary horrors Stoker created, but felt ready if she did. Bianca didn't know who or what had summoned her there. She had been with a carnival in the Midwest. A powerful urge to travel east woke her one night. She saw a vision of the Bellevue Stratford Hotel and wondered why that, of all places, would beckon her. The call was unmistakable. She left the carnival the next day and drove east for several days. After arriving in Philadelphia, she found the hotel and parked her RV in the garage. Then she changed into the only fancy dress and pair of high heels she owned. She approached the doors, dressed like a wealthy businesswoman or socialite. The doorman smiled at the attractive, slender woman of indeterminate age as he opened the glass door. People in the lobby turned to gaze at Bianca as she passed. She looked confident but didn't feel that way. She also looked special, and that was all that mattered there, where appearances meant more than anything else. Bianca saw an empty settee and settled into it. "Is there someone I'm supposed to meet?" she thought. No feeling of recognition or attraction arose in her as she looked around the lobby. The people she saw could easily have been at the carnival she just left, albeit dressed more casually. "Nobody stands out," she thought. "Why am I here?" She cautioned herself to wait patiently and observe calmly. Eventually, her purpose would be revealed. The settee felt unusually comfortable. It was more like a bed than a couch. Fatigue from her long drive and little sleep caught up with her. She closed her eyes to rest them, but heightened her other senses. Maybe an overheard conversation would give her a clue about why she was there. But she sensed nothing. Bianca almost fell asleep. "Oh, good! You're here!" a voice said. It sounded like it belonged to a young girl. Bianca opened her eyes and saw a round-faced girl with a trusting smile, dark hair, and deep blue eyes. She was dressed in white blouse and dark skirt. Bianca had seen similar clothes worn by schoolgirls at private academies. "Excuse me," Bianca said. "You're Bianca Estranho, right?" the girl asked. "Yes, I am." "Thanks for coming on such short notice," the girl said. "What notice?" Bianca thought. She looked at the girl and wondered who she was. "I'm Molly Williams. Do you remember me?" "Should I?" Bianca asked. "My mother is Iris Williams. You knew her. Helped her, actually, when I was a baby. You gave her this." Molly pulled a silver necklace out of her blouse. Bianca recognized the spiral design with a tiny bird at the center. Years ago, she had brought several identical necklaces from a jewelry maker in a town she visited. She didn't know why she bought them and had just put them away. Later, when she met someone she wanted to remain connected to, she gave the person a necklace and told them to send for her if they ever needed help. It had been just a friendly gesture, and Bianca wasn't certain it would really work. Clearly, it had. "I'm Iris's daughter, Molly." "I remember now. How's your mother, Molly?" Molly grimaced. "I don't know. She's disappeared. That's why I sent for you. She always told me if something really bad happened that no one else could help me with, to call you. So I did. And here you are. Thanks so much for coming." "And here I am," Bianca replied. "But what do you think I can do? I'm not a private detective. I'm just a fortune teller." Molly shook her head. "Not according to my mom. You're so much more." "Maybe your mother confused me with someone else," Bianca protested, although she knew Molly's mother had been right about her. That was why she had given Iris the strange necklace. Molly shook her head. She didn't. I summoned you, and here you are. Come up to my room and we can talk in private. You can never tell who's listening down here. Plus, there are cameras. Okay, I guess, Bianca said. Molly smirked. Are you afraid of a girl? She asked. Afraid, no. Cautious, yes. For both of us, Molly. Both of us. Okay, thanks. Sorry if I seem nervous. My mom's disappearance has really rattled me. They rode up to Molly's floor and went to her room. No cameras or bugs, Molly said. I've checked the place as best I can. Bianca had no idea why or how Molly would do that, and didn't ask. Okay, I guess, Bianca said. So, I've had no contact with your mother since you were a little girl. What's she been doing? She became an opera singer, Molly replied proudly. Really? I never heard of her. Oh, she's not famous or anything. She performs in small productions around the country. Sometimes she has major parts, but not always. She loves it, though, and she has the freedom to do it with the money my grandmother left us. She's lucky, Bianca said. So am I, Molly replied. That's how I can afford to pay for a room here. Bianca looked around. The room wasn't as opulent as the lobby, but it had a subdued elegance. I see. Tell me more about what happened, Molly. There's not much to tell. I came home from school and she had disappeared. No note, no voicemail or text, nothing. And that wasn't like her? Bianca asked. Mom was always there when I came home or left messages to tell me where she was. What happened when you called her phone? I heard it ring, Molly replied. Inside her coat pocket, in the closet. Bianca grimaced. Shit, she said. She'd never go out without it. It was her lifeline to her work and me. That's when I suspected she had been abducted. Abducted? Bianca asked. Have you told the police any of this? No, what's the tell? I'm 12 years old. They've got more serious stuff to deal with. How long ago did she vanish? A week, Molly replied. And you've been alone all this time? Bianca asked. Molly nodded. Why did you come here? To be safe. It's what she always told me to do if she ever disappeared. I didn't know opera singers led such dangerous lives, Bianca said. Molly frowned. That's not funny. I didn't mean it to be, Molly. What else can you tell me about her, besides that she's an opera singer? Well, recently, she got several calls. I could see they upset her, but she never told me why. Did she ever meet anyone? Bianca asked. Did strange people come to visit her? Not that I know of. Well, we don't have much to go on, do we? Bianca said. Just then, they heard a knock at the door. Molly and Bianca froze and looked at each other. Let me answer it, Bianca whispered. She walked quietly to the door and listened. There was another knock. Who's there? Bianca asked. Bianca, a woman's voice said. It's my mother, Molly shrieked. Thank God you're here. Let me in. Bianca opened the door. She recognized Iris as soon as she saw her. Iris was stocky. She had a long face with a strong nose and wide mouth. Her eyes weren't blue like her daughter's, but gray. So was her short hair. Iris hugged Bianca quickly and then ran to embrace Molly. The hug told Bianca much about Iris's state of mind. She was worried, maybe even frightened, and feeling overwhelmed. Whatever trouble she's in, Bianca thought, it's more than she can handle. I'm glad I came. Molly started to cry as soon as Iris embraced her. Bianca looked into the hall before she closed the door but didn't see anyone else. Mom, what's going on? Iris shrugged. Molly, I don't really know. Were you abducted? Bianca asked. Iris shook her head. But you must have disappeared for a reason. I had to keep Molly safe and get her to do what she did, Iris replied. Bianca expected her to say more, but she remained silent. Then what's this about, Iris? Bianca asked. Please tell me why I'm here. Okay, Iris said. She paused, sighed, and then began her story. The weirdness started when I went to a yard sale. End of part one. Thanks for listening. This material is copyrighted, all rights reserved.